is Deanna, and our second guest today is Victor Fletcher, and his website is Toronto,
TorontoSTNews.com.
Yes, what is that ST in there? Yes, TorontoSTNews.com.
For standing for Toronto Street News, yes.
Okay, Toronto Street News. Okay.
Yeah. Tomorrow is going to be Remembrance Day, but some of us are also soldiers in the meantime, right here inside our own countries, without having to go anywhere else. The Street News started in 1999. I want to mention first off, our tabloid newspaper started then, and it's just suffered outlandish attacks since its inception. This includes four major arson attacks that burned out four separate homes of the people closely associated with the paper. Also, my Hotmail email of 10 years was taken away from me. My website was hacked. My advertisers were threatened. And twice, they tried to kill me by using the same remote-controlled driverless red Mini with a white top to ram me at high speed. And once also on foot, too. When my car blew up, massive flames missed me by 30 seconds. So who ordered this terrorist wave? So I'll go on and on about the media and so forth in Canada. It's a ridiculous situation here. Our tiny paper had all these waves of attacks, just incredible. So I'll start with the media. One of our two national dailies in Canada, 30% owner of the Toronto Star, Nelson Thal, or Rosenthal, also known as Lenny Bloom, came to see me following my photographing him and a woman at a Daniel Uselin lecture. He came up behind me in a restaurant to discuss things. I immediately said to him, "Oh, yeah, you're Mossad." He thought this was a complimentary comment to be recognized as an agent for a Mideast terrorist group, and agreed that the head of the Canadian Jewish Congress said the same thing. He just read a page on how my car was torched and blown up, and how I accused him and Bob Ray Cohen, the interim leader of the Canada's National Liberal Party of Canada, is the people who ordered various arson attacks and other massive attacks on our paper. This Nelson Thal wondered if he would be charged following my reports. I told him, "No, the police are afraid of you." He sat down beside me and asked me for my business card, which I told him I did not possess. I'm not giving him anything anyway, that's for sure. So he gave me his business card with his understanding that I would call him. You know, fat chance. His associate did email me the next day to find out more about me and, you know, find out where I lived and stuff like that. The paper he just read about himself, the paper, the Toronto Street News, described his anal abuse of prostitutes, conviction of 35 sniper rifles and hashish, and his use of cocaine in his inhaler when it was difficult to stay awake at 3 a.m. doing his radio program called Cloak and Dagger.
Okay,
Okay. I know, too fast, though, yeah.
Right. Give us some details about this.
Sure.
So you have had your... you sent me some images,
yes.
And they were pretty scary, pretty frightening.
Great.
And and it seems that that Trudeau is a pretty interesting guy. And you were just talking about this article that you sent me. It says this can happen to you. And
at the bank, yes.
So It says Trudeau labels Canadians racist for challenging open borders, then encourages children to view naked S&M pride parade.
Yes, that's where he takes his kids. He dresses up his, last Halloween there, the year before, his 2-year-old, he dressed him up in a pink girl's outfit and paraded him around for this little boy.
Now, is it possible? I'm having a hard time getting those images into the chat room. Could you post those images that you sent me into the chat room? That's spingola.chatango.com.
Oh, I didn't put them in there. It was strictly through your email.
Could you put them in the chat room?
Okay. What is the chat room access?
Spingola.chatango, chatango .com.
Okay. I'm sorry. Okay, Spingola?
Spingola.chatango.com.
How do I spell chatango? What?
Chat, C-H-A-T.
Oh, chat.
Ango, A-N-G-O. Chatango.
Okay.
Sometimes we radio hosts, we just say things really fast and we think, oh, everybody's got what I just said. When in fact, when I listen to real professionals, they repeat things so many times. But anyway, if you could post those images in the chat room, I would really appreciate it. I don't have the email open that you sent them to. So if it's possible, could you do that? And also, what do you know about Lenny Bloom? Somebody in the chat room wants to know that.
Lenny Bloom, he had a radio program in 2004 and after that, and he was called Cloak and Dagger, and they spoke to a guy called Van Bulow, European Interior Minister.
All right.
And they were talking about 9/11 and so forth. And Van Bulow said that there's no way that 9/11 could have happened without the cooperation of the U.S. government. The program was taken off the air then after that. It was ordered to, even though it was the most popular program at the time, it was ordered off the air. So on the Seder, like at Easter time, the Jewish thing is Seder at the same 3 days. They came and police arrested this Nelson Thal, also known as Lenny Bloom, and for having they found 35 sniper rifles and hashish, and he was convicted of that. And but because he's the owner of the Toronto Star, they let him off easy. They only got him for having a pump action shotgun under his bed. And my informant tells me he's actually got quite a large arsenal. That was just at his home out in the country home. And in order to stay awake at 3 o'clock in the morning, he'd pull out his puffer, loaded with cocaine, and snort that. And then he's wide awake. So I also ran stories on the front page of the paper on this Lenny Bloom or Nelson Thal or Rosenthal is his real name. I ran the stories that it was doing anal sex on a prostitute. And when he was caught saying that, a woman said, "You pig," and he said, "But I pay for it," as though it's okay to pay for it. So I had quite a trouble with him. So I'm doing all this on the front page, thinking I'm doing exposés on this guy. And it took me a long time to figure out why would he come and try and be a buddy with me and get my business card and so forth. And then I got thinking, he thinks I'm into the same thing. He thinks I'm doing he thinks I'm a sex fiend and a drug addict like him. So, now this is the kind of culture that goes on in Canada. This is, our top media owner, doing this. And I could, do the same thing, talk about our former Prime Minister Harper, as well as Justin Trudeau. Justin Trudeau, we have photos of him he was photographed with the U.S. Suspected pedophile Podesta, and for being hugged by a Canadian UN official reported as a pedophile working in child trafficking. He's photographed numerous pride parades in Canada, which he attends regularly. He was photographed in campaigns between the convicted pedophile Levine, that wrote up sex ed for children in Ontario, and our former lesbian Premier of Ontario, Wynne. Premier Wynne appointed the pedophile Levin to write up sex for kids, anal sex,
etc. Oh, my gosh.
That would acquaint children with adult sex events as ordinary. Levin got out of jail 5 months before the ordinary parole time and went back on the internet to research adult child sex. He should have been banned from going on to the internet at all. He went to jail for advocating the rape of a woman's child, which happened to be a policewoman who got a conviction on the guy. So Trudeau, he wears a sloppy pink shirt and jeans at the Pride Parade with his tongue stuck out, takes his children to naked Pride Parades. He dressed up, like I said before, he dressed up as a two-year-old boy in a pink girl's outfit for Halloween at a video display, proudly showing off. His father, Pierre Trudeau, was former prime minister years ago. Trudeau, he was also reported by RCMP informants to tell me stuff that he was using boys to visit him in Vancouver. So that's quite a family. He's like a puppet for the Rothschilds to destroy national identity. That's their policy. And he says Canada is going to be the first post-national state, meaning we're not supposed to think of ourselves as Canadians. We don't see the flag anywhere. No newspaper in Toronto or Canada will run the flag. I do it on the front page of every issue. He went to India and dressed up in their foreign costumes. You know, not Canadian. Why would you go to another country and dress up in their clothes? He makes India's costumes look stupid when he wears them, and people in India were puzzled and thought him stupid for it. You know, this crazy stuff. Trudeau is actually taller than Trump. His bipolar mother, Maggie, was trained as a sex kitten by MK Ultra research psychiatrist in Montreal.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, where the sleep room is called, they gave them LSD and bang. So Maggie, the mother, indulged in sex on command for British pop stars and others, like at New York's Club 54. We have photos of that, including a visit to Cuba's Castro, who is reported to be the real father of Justin Trudeau. Justin Trudeau is much taller than tiny Maggie and Pierre at 5'8" height. So everybody in Canada thinks, you know, he's really a Castro guy. Castro's son committed suicide earlier this year, and he is reported to have complained his father thought he should measure up to his PM son, Justin, in Canada. So
wow.
Steve Bronfman of the billionaire Bronfman family shanghaied Justin Trudeau to Israel in 2012 and said Justin was okay since he said we in reference to himself in Israel. That's right on the internet. You can find that quote. Subsequently, Bronfman ran his campaign financing for him and got him a Zionist female campaign manager to run for politics. And then to get elected, I know about this story too, to get elected, Trudeau appeared at the billionaire home of the Sherman Apotec drug company, who were tortured, murdered. Yeah, they were tortured, murdered following their crooked deals. The Sherman fundraiser for Trudeau was to ensure that Canadians continued to pay the highest prices for generic drugs they produced, even though the company started in Toronto. So you know, the Shermans paid off everybody, both parties, just to keep themselves protected, the governors of the public. There's lots of scandals on the Shermans. I won't go into that today. Our Toronto mayor, Tory, uses his name to con the public voter as a conservative, like a Tories, while he's actually touted in Israeli newspaper as one of ours. After being elected mayor, his grandmothers were apparently Jewish. Tory flew to Israel as his first foreign visit after becoming mayor to do a deal. Tory supports this is our culture here. We're completely taken over. We're not Canadians anymore. I don't know what we are. Tory supports the Uber car service in Toronto, even though it did not have commercial driver's insurance on their vehicles, nor does it require police clearance as to whether they have sex charges against the drivers. This is unlike regular Toronto cabbies who are under the surveillance of Toronto police, who can see their cab signs on their vehicles. You know, the police check them out for criminality and stuff, but not the Uber guys. Uber is, of course, made up of former Goldman Sachs bankers. Their CEO had resigned.
Really?
Yes. Their CEO had to resign due to drunken sex parties amongst their board members. I watched the stock scandal all the time, and that was one of the news items. Toronto media give major publicity to two other mayoralty candidates, two Zionist females who pretended to be against invaders from South America and Europe coming through the United States into Canada, crossing the border illegally here too, and not as many as you have in Mexico. This was
right.
These two candidates were... Yep,
we have a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
Sure.
This is shocking. I will be right back. Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our second guest today is Victor Fletcher, and his website is TorontoStreetNews.com, TorontoSTNews.com, and you were on my program back in 2015, and I'm not sure why it took us so long to get together again, but I'm glad you're here, despite the horrendous nature of what you're revealing.
Since that time, I lost Arnie Poley, was burnt to death with his girlfriend, and they were in the, he was a Finnish background, born in Canada, but Finnish and Estonian parents, and he was actually, so the paper used to be at the House of Finland in Toronto. And Arnie was a part of that, and we exchanged views. I knew all the left-wing people, and Arnie knew all the right-wing people who were both disgusted with who were involved with. You might say we sure exchanged a lot of information. Arnie was actually a CIA contractor, he told me, and it was quite a story. Background when he died, the propaganda is just incredible what they can do even in Canada here. The local newspaper tried to say that he was part of an attempted military coup on the Dominican Republic with David Duke and Wolfgang Drog in New Orleans, Arnie was a double agent all the way. It was Arnie that actually informed the FBI what was going on. So he was certainly not charged or fault. But I don't know who or what caught up to him, but it was a mystery when they phoned and told me, the neighbor told me that him and the girlfriend had disappeared, and then we find out the house burned to a crisp, and they found remains, about 5 or 6 days later. Terrible stuff. But that was the fourth fire that everybody involved with my Toronto Street News. They burned out my salesman, and they shut off the fire hydrant across the street before the fire started. So in the apartment building, they wondered how come the fire hose didn't work. Well, it won't work if the fire hydrant shut off. Stuff
wow.
Like that. So these things, just incredible. And then the Red Mini, I was driving, I was speeding. I guess thank God I was speeding on the expressway. There's an intersection of expresses there, three lanes or six lanes coming east and west and three lanes going north. So when you turn off to get onto the going north, you have six lanes wide. I pulled over and I was going north. I had to get over from extreme left to extreme right lane to make an exit. And I'm looking at the traffic.
Victor, we're right at the top of the hour. Save that. We'll be right back.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
All righty, we are back. This is Deanna, and our second guest today is Victor Fletcher, TorontoStreetNews.com. That is TorontoSTNews.com. And you were telling us about your situation on the highway. So
yes. So it's six lanes wide going north right there, and everybody's changing speeds and so forth, and I was merging to get from extreme left lane over to extreme right lane, and my passenger says, "Oh, my God," and this red Mini with a white top passed me at high speed from the right, and spun the car immediately in front of me, and came around from the right to the left, and then right across in front of my nose. And it was in wintertime, and the car filled with the smell of burning rubber and the sand that, hit the car. And my pastor, my helper, says, "You gotta come up to have a cup of tea. I gotta calm down after that, because all the other traffic on the highway all stopped with this crazy vehicle flying around left to right, like there was nobody, as if there was nobody else on the road." So only 10 minutes later, I got off the highway and I'm right at her place, and I got a phone call. I won't believe all this. I got a phone call on my cell phone. And from my informant yet, and the phone was fried in my hand.
Oh, my gosh.
And I had to take the phone, and it was only 2 months old from Roger's phone here in Toronto. I had to get it in, and they had to replace the phone. It was not a repair job. It had to be replaced.
Wow. Earlier, did you mention the name David Duke?
Yes.
Okay.
Whether he was involved or not, but that was it. That was David Duke. That was David Duke had visited Toronto previous times too, and like the network, like I said, between Arnie and I, we know all the left wing and all the right wing people in the city. It's incredible.
Yeah. Okay, so now I'm sorry to skip around here. So you took the phone in, and they had to replace it because nothing was left.
Yes, it was destroyed. Yeah.
Wow.
So between the car and the phone, like, I have very sophisticated, tricksters here. Really, really something else. And then to do my email as well, I went to, Hotmail. I had the account, you don't write down all your contacts. You have it on your email or on your Hotmail email service. And they took it away from me, and they said I couldn't have it anymore. They said I could have a new email, but I can't. So they were like a spy operation. I believe it was through Fall did that. That other companies would say, we'll get your email back for me, which they allow to happen. And finally, I even paid them, and they said, we're sorry. We don't have the high enough security level at Hotmail to get it back for you. Incredible.
Wow. I posted those images in the chat room so you don't have to worry about it.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, I went back into the my other email
wonderful.
They say just about everything. As they say, an image is worth a thousand words.
So there's our prime minister at the pride parade. He's got a pink shirt on and sloppy clothes, and he's got his tongue out, and he's holding the multicolored flag, the rainbow flag, gay flag, and there's other pictures of him too. You know, I didn't send you too many. There's more of them with sitting between the pedophile went to jail for writing up anal sex education for young kids in here in Ontario.
And, yeah, and what was his name?
Levin, L-A-V-I-N.
Okay.
And he got out of, like I said, he got out of jail. They let him out of jail about 5 months before probation. Would allow him to be out. The probation. And he's back on the internet, studying sex between, adults and children.
Oh, this is so sick. I've done programs.
It's unbelievable. I'm so used to seeing this all the time. When I was thinking about this program, what I'm telling you, you know, like, it's just out of this world, what our situation is in Canada and in the States too, I guess. It's just pathetic.
I have done programs on pedophilia and the sex trafficking of children, and it's always so abhorrent that, it's hard to grasp it. And I think that's why the average person who would never dream of behaving in such a grotesque and inhumane way, it's hard for them to grasp that this goes on and that it is from the top down. It comes from the leaders gosh.
Yes. Well, I have the other one I had the one on the previous Prime Minister Harper. His guru came from the States. Tom Flanagan was a personal guru for him, and he was fired from Canada's CBC broadcasting because he said it was okay in one of his lectures. He's a professor. And he said it was okay to launch a Lambda thing, which is, you know, that's been around a long time, Men Loving Boys Loving Men group. Mm-hmm. And I was okay to look at their pictures. You know, a woman challenged him about that. That's outrageous. And he said, lady, I know where you live. So.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Now this guy was the closest prime minister. Then we had parties at, a teenage party at Harper's Place, they dumped a teenage girl past a cold, and they put her outside for the ambulance to come and pick her up. Harper was in a little music group. He plays the piano, little music group, and his teacher in the music group was convicted of having sex with a 15-year-old, his own student. So, I wonder if he was at the party trying to get the girls.
Yes.
And then his cabinet minister Baird, he banned our largest trading partner in Africa was told that we couldn't trade with them anymore because they banned contact with homosexuals. So that prime minister, I mean that cabinet minister Baird, he used to cruise the gay bars in our Ottawa, our capital, and I have a picture of him with this looked like a teenage boy, got his arms wrapped around him three times around him, and then I can't keep up. There was a fourth one. And the pilot. Then the pilot, the Air Force pilot that used to fly him around, Williams, he went to jail for a serial killer of women. He used to murder them and then put on their lingerie after that.
Good heavens. Oh, right.
Williams.
What was his name?
Williams. Williams, I don't know the first name, last Williams.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, he was in charge of they made a movie.
Yeah, he used to fly the Queen around here in Canada.
Oh, good heavens. Oh, somebody in the chat room will remember. It was, they made a movie, of him, and it was pretty awful. He would break into neighbors' homes and, bound the women and take pictures and put on their oh gosh, they burned everything. They burned his uniform. Gosh.
Well, there was four weirdos around our prime minister. Yeah, so
nice.
This is incredible what goes on.
And of course, it isn't just up in Canada. We did hear stories about George H.W. Bush and Barbara.
Yes.
Shenanigans and Russell Williams.
Oh, Russell Williams. Okay.
Yes, I knew somebody in the chat room would do this. Thanks, Murr.
Yeah.
Oh gosh.
Well, Williams was also involved in, I'm told he was involved in another terrible thing in Canada was called the Picton murders on the pig farm. And actually, Picton himself did not grab 70 women off the streets of Vancouver himself. It was his sister and a group of women were in charge. And they used to do these torture, murder, snuff films, and they would have an audience, and they would get politicians and their wives, husbands and politicians there to view it and then blackmail them for having taken part in such a witness.
Of course they use that same kind of blackmail technique in this country. They get politicians drunk at the White House or wherever they're doing these parties,
right.
And then if they don't go along with things, then they blackmail them or expose them in some way. exposed is not a good word here. Dennis Hastert.
God, what a guy.
A lot of laundry. I mean, he was a pedophile and apparently somebody outed him, but that was something that he did before he even went to Washington.
Sure.
Did catch up with him, but
Speaker of the House, wasn't he? Yeah.
Oh gosh.
Incredible. What goes on? I had more on, Prime Minister, I call him Trudeau, instead of Trudeau. Discussing. We're embarrassed by this guy. He goes to India and he dresses up in the Indian outfit. Anything to not look like a Canadian. And just deny it, like following the Rothschild thing. You're not supposed to be proud of your own country. So he gets to India and he's dressed up in this, what he wears. So it's a silly outfit, it's like a clown costume when he puts it on in India. So stupid. And Canadians wondered what's going on. Because we have a quote from him. He said, Canada will be the first post-national country in the world. Meaning we're not supposed to have a country. So the Rothschild plan to bring in, and then he brought in these white helmets from Syria, and they've all agreed that they're not really helping anybody. Canadians have all seen this film of the white helmet people when the Muslims do a beheading. Yeah, you know, they're sitting there with a stretcher to pick up the body parts and put them back on the stretcher, you know, just like an everyday event. Incredible. And these people are coming in, he's bringing these people into Canada. We have these people living next door to us. It's outrageous what's going on. Outrageous.
Of course. Terrible things.
So the media just unreal. In Canada here, in Toronto, we had a mayoralty race a couple months ago. And the Toronto media gave major publicity to two other mayoralty candidates, which were two Zionist females, and they pretended to be against the invaders from South America and Europe. And this was applied to our CSIS, Canadian Security Intelligence Service, gathers names of racists and anti-Zionists, and that's what those two women were doing. They get people to sign up to with them, and they don't realize they're putting their names forward to be categorized as not getting a job or whatever. Security place, if you're against the invasion of, we have people coming from the U.S. border come across here into Canada. So some of them that came across in Manitoba and they had frostbite on their hands because they're walking across. They didn't realize how cold this country is. How stupid. So the CBC, Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. Oh, they got to send reporters there. Oh, isn't this wonderful? No, it's not wonderful. The whole economy is not as brisk as they try to say it is. So that's another whole subject I won't go into. But just for starters, I'll say that the New York Stock Exchange stock market is actually about 1,000 points lower than it was in January this year. People are just able to get by. Unemployment figures are just baloney because the actual figures are that there's fewer people employed in the States than there has been for decades. So
currently.
So people are so desperate they'll take part-time jobs. that's not enough to live on. Can't live on. And if two people if you have two part-time jobs, they consider that as being two people as being employed. So they fix the figures. It's just incredible. It's just incredible. And the housing starts are way down. I follow the stock channel, U.S. stock channel, New York Stock Exchange, daily basis. And it's what's really happening is not nice. And then the Rothschilds run Trudeau here in Canada. He started. And we have a Bank of Canada that's owned by Canadians, but Trudeau started a parallel bank. He calls it the Infrastructure Bank to get past the Bank of Canada, a parallel bank financed through the Rothschilds. Bloomberg, in the States, Bloomberg announced that the Rothschilds Blackstone has $100 billion available to buy infrastructure. That is to say, government-owned properties such as airports. So in Canada, we're concerned that our 10 largest airports will end up in the hands of foreign-owned Rothschild banks.
Wow.
And we bought and built all those airports and that's where you can nick people for money. If you have money to get on a plane and take a trip, you're getting nailed for it extra.
I on the news they've shown recently the devastation in California. Now I grew up in California and it used to be the most gorgeous state. Absolutely gorgeous.
Yes.
I think they are destroying it on purpose. And getting rid of, depopulating it.
Yes.
That's just my thoughts.
Yes, yeah. I've been there years ago and it is nice, you know. It's still a wonder it's populated, 30 million people.
Right. Alrighty, we'll be back momentarily, after a break. Alrighty, we are back, with Victor Fletcher. He is the owner of the Toronto Street News, and the website is torontostnews.com. I'll post that again in the chat room. Yikes. Okay.
Yeah. So our government broadcaster, the CBC, is hated by many here. It follows the CNN propaganda that always saying that Trump is bad, and it interviews too many Americans, so we don't even know our own provincial premiers' names. It's always a case of Zionist control, disturbing for anyone who realizes what is really going on to shape our media. That goes for other media broadcasters here in Toronto as well.
Right. Now, they are very... The media is very, very critical of everything that Trump does. And I have had a guest on recently talking about Trump, that he's trying to do good things.
That's right. It's not, right. There may be faults, but we never hear the legitimate faults. Well, all we hear is propaganda, Trump bad, Hillary good type thing. It's incredible.
Right.
Yeah, Hillary is considered a master criminal here.
She is.
Came to Canada.
She came
to Canada and took out a couple of million dollars in donations from here as well. It's incredible.
Really?
Yeah. She took her as Minister of State. She was, $300,000 for doing speeches in and Vancouver and Toronto and Montreal. It's incredible. It's scary what goes on. I don't know how people can follow her.
Because they don't know about the MENA airport and the drug running.
Cool.
And I think
lots of us do know it, but but not the masses don't know it now.
Right. And just the drugs that are coming out of Afghanistan and the people, the military that was sent over there to guard the poppy fields, for Pete's sake. And
yes.
Pat Tillman was going to come home and expose all that. And he got shot with friendly fire when he was taken out.
I did research back about 2001. I remember it started. And I found out like how many drugs were talking. I think it's a billion dollars a day of curb value, street value of the drugs. The Afghans sure don't get it, Afghan farmers, but it's like $1 billion a day comes over here, and they'd say, "Oh, the Taliban is making $100 million a year." Well. what about $1 billion a day for the CIA operations there? God.
Right. Now, how did you come to own the Toronto Street News? What
well,
is it?
Well, I saw, I used to do, like I had politicians, I had a typesetting and graphics business, and I did work for a number of politicians, and, big names, as well as a small, lots of small ones. And, I don't know why I got, a reputation for putting things together, but I did. And, I knew how to put a paper together and, you know, all kinds of, media stuff, or the printing thing. Printing industry and all kinds. So I came across, we had a street paper here called, The Outreach, and, they were charging, the homeless a quarter to sell it. And then I found out that, the owner was actually physically abusing some of the people. So, I thought, well, I could turn out the paper for a lot less than charging of 25 cents a copy for a dollar. So I got it up to $3 for that matter. And all the homeless came over to sell the street news, which we did.
Good for you. Now, is Lenny Bloom still around? What's he up to?
Not much. Not much. He doesn't do much now. He's there. He's barred in the States. The CIA won't let him across the border. Also,
wow.
And Tom Hennigan and Stu Webb. I think that they're under his case. They have more stories about a sex fiend that he's been in the past. One of the incredible, you know, that one of his pals who used to be on radio with him, Bob Dodds in Hawaii, phoned me up for an hour and a half one time, trying to convince me that, Lenny Bloom and Nelson Fell, he's okay, he's just marijuana, he doesn't do anything more.
Well, alrighty, we do have a quick break, and we'll come back. Let's talk about Sherman Skolnick. Right now. All righty, we are back. Our guest is Victor Fletcher, and I think we already mentioned Skolnick. He passed away with regard to his talking with Andreas von Bülow, and the 9/11 attacks. But he used to co-host with Lenny Bloom. Interesting. Okay, are you there?
Yeah, so, yeah, so, where were we? Lenny. So, I'll go on with, again, our Canadian situation. Our previous Prime Minister Harper also worked for the Zionist gang, including Kissinger, Kissinger.
Oh, everybody worked for him. Oh, gosh.
Gave him some kind of a stupid award, you know, all of the, I don't know what for, but just to make a point. So Harper made a deal with Saudi Arabia criminals to supply them with a $15 billion contract of armored street vehicles for civilian control. And recently then, of course, our Prime Minister Trudeau had to agree to the contract since Harper had a $1 billion penalty if Canada did not follow through on it. So we couldn't even get out of that contract if we wanted to. They apparently they love war. So I always ask, how did we ever end up with this prime minister? How stupid can Canadians be unless they're totally controlled by our media? That's why our little paper is, you know, that's why our little paper has been the subject of such attacks for daring to bring out countless facts that our papers have done over the years. You know, so just it's incredible. We're loaded with information. Just never. Our advertisers have all been. Yeah.
I'm surprised you're still alive. Nice.
Yeah, that's it. It's an ongoing concern about for looking out for false charges or something. Everywhere I go, I make sure I get a receipt for to buy anything. I don't want to be charged with gasoline at a station and walking away without a receipt. Or a liquor store or anything like that.
Well,
it makes me paranoid. My friend, go ahead.
When we were, when you were on last time, we talked about Ernst Sundel and that his house was burned down in Toronto.
That's right, yeah.
And he was a revisionist. And, they actually deported him and he hadn't lived
well,
here.
Yeah, well,
Germany for years and years and years. He got married. He was in Tennessee for a while.
Yes.
But that whole thing was horrific.
Well, they kept him in solitary confinement in Toronto here for about a year and a half or 2 years.
Yeah.
And I met him once or twice. You know, it was a guy in the neighborhood. And,
sure.
Well, the CSIS, our Canadian Security Intelligence Service, they had a young guy, a student, making extra money when he was going to school. He became a high school teacher, and CSIS hired him to examine Zundel's mail, to read his mail. And so they were watching him very that close. And then the CSIS told him, don't open up any packages. Because CSIS knew they were sending bombs to him. To Sundel. So one day, Sundel would, if he called and said there was a bomb in a book that was sent to him, it was a little too heavy to be real, he would call and they'd have to get all the people on the street to get out of their homes while they come and take the stupid bomb away. So one day, Zundel took the bomb to the police station, and the police station had to be emptied out.
Wow!
He thought it was funny. They said, "Why did you bring that down here?" He says, "Well, I don't like to disturb my neighbors."
Gosh! What about Angela Merkel? She was a former Stasi agent, and she's a Zionist agent now.
That's scary. The same old story, isn't it? You know,
we have
pictures of Merkel wearing her communist uniform, even. So they'll say she's Hitler's the daughter and all this crap.
Baloney.
That's baloney.
Wow.
Yeah,
so.
I told you before, our advertisers were all threatened. So I can't blame them stopping our income. Yeah, I had Senator Honda and all kinds of bricklayers and all kinds of stuff. So that wiped out the paper at the time. I have one advertiser. He knows the the character we refer to as White Shoes, who surveils his business, comes in, walks around, so stuff like that. My friends in Toronto are free to be seen in public with me. I'm always aware of further attempts on my person being made. Bullets would be too obvious so they use the British SAS system of accidents to knock you off. Mm-hmm. We know that hit-and-run incidents in Toronto are occasionally just hits, according to an informant of ours. Hit-and-run incidents are used to knock off troublemakers and whistleblowers, etc. Even Stephen King survived a hit. And John Mack was the victim of a hit-and-run in England following his abduction research about his publications about abductees and aliens. So, talking about road incidents, I've had two missing time incidents at a place on the 401 close to the Niagara Escarpment. So that was kind of strange, where I had missing time. I'm driving along and suddenly, it's like I come to and I'm driving a vehicle. Well, I know I'm driving it.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, where was I? Where was I the last 10 minutes?
Yeah.
So I had one about 2 or 3 years ago, and then I had another one about 2 weeks ago. So,
wow.
First time I have other people told me that, a cousin even told me, a psychic cousin, came back from, she's married in Australia now, but she came back and told me about this, an event that she had years ago. And with her boyfriend, they were made to go up in a ship of some kind. And so I'm driving along in the same spot at night, and it's dark or cloudy, and I opened up my mouth just to be in the car. I said, okay, so where the hell are you guys? And next thing I know, I got missing time.
Wow.
They're kind of like, oh, what's Victor saying he's doing? we'll check him out after two.
Now, we know that several countries have actually just simply been bankrupt. What did George Soros have to do with Greece?
Oh yeah, well, the banker, the big bankers, Goldman Sachs, whatever, loaned them a lot of money, and you might say put them into bankruptcy, and they loaned the money and then seized, in order to seize their assets. So, Greece had to give up, because they had to sell a whole island. They were, the German bankers came in and were taking control of their infrastructure, of their airports and their trains and stuff.
Oh, incredible. Sure.
And now currently, Italy, with about three or four times the size of the Greek economy, they're in the same boat. And there's a big challenge. The new guys come in, the new government, and they won't put up with any of that. They have a new budget which would put them into a deficit situation to encourage the economy. But the EU bosses are saying, no, you can't do that. So this is, I didn't tell you about the other website I have, the VIX predictor. It's VIX, it's a play on my name for VIX. The VIX is a volatility index, and I predicted a flash crash that happened, and I did that for the current one. For my subscribers, I told them, I think it was about October 11 or 19, I can't remember which week, and I said, watch out for, October 31, and sure enough, the market dropped. New York, only talking about New York, New York dropped 2,000 points. So it's actually lower now than, the market is still lower than it was in January.
Wow. Now, what is that website? VIX.com?
VIX Predictor. Yeah, VIX Predictor.
Oh,
VIX.
Okay.
VIX.com. I called when you mentioned Greece. Well, I gave myself a 5-day window when there's going to be a flash crash of 1,000 points in 1 hour on the stock exchange. So about a Thursday, I said there's going to be a flash crash. And the Thursday and Friday, New York lost 200 points each day. And
yes.
On Sunday, the Prime Minister of Greece resigned and for a snap election. And Monday, New York didn't know what to do. And some of the figures didn't even come in. But I got a picture of it on my TV. The market was down 1,000 points that morning.
Mm-hmm.
It came back up. Did that a number of times. Another time I said, instead of a flash crash, I said, pretty rare for me, I said, now's the time to buy weapons manufacturer stocks. So the following Monday, Obama gets on TV and he says he's going to seize all the handguns. Well, of course, everybody ran out and bought guns, and Smith & Wesson shares went up like 14% in 2 days.
Right. Now, what date was that?
Oh, that was a couple of years ago now. You know, when Obama was still president, you know. I mean, during that time.
Right.
Yeah. You know, so. And then I noticed that I'm using astrology on this too. So, the OPEC countries are using astrology. They're having a weekend meeting right now, I think this weekend. And usually they have their meetings on the new moon. So a couple of years ago, or a year ago, I said they're going to it'll be the fall of the year before, I guess. In 2000, fall of 2017, it would be. I said they're going to cut the supply of oil, and not only that, but Russia joined in, and Russia told Iran and Saudi Arabia, you know, never mind your stupid wars, we're all going to cut the oil supply, and sure enough, oil went from $45 to $55 in a few days.
Wow!
So I've called those things. So, unfortunately, I don't have good news. Well, wow. That would have been for investors. Would have went for oil in that case. No doubt about that. So, I really got it goes into intuition as well. So, not only with astrology, but it pointed other things. I noticed there were airline strikes happening in Israel and in Europe and in Canada's Vancouver. Even the baggage handlers were on strike out here. And I thought, you know, when the new moon happens, because of other things on the charts, there's going to be plane accidents. So sure enough, you'll see that on the VIX Predictor website where it says clairvoyant. It got me too. I had enough nerve to put it on there. I said there's going to be a plane accident. So sure enough, there were two plane accidents that day. And I said there'd be a missile problem too. And the Russians were putting up a rocket to supply the International Space Station. And it got off the ground all right, but it blew up.
Wow. Now, there was an airplane accident just recently, just after takeoff.
Yeah.
Everybody died. I don't remember what day.
Yeah. Well, the other guys, I don't follow, the Able Danger guys talk about that mm-hmm. all these things are controlled and made to happen. The non-accidents, they're mass murders. I don't know. The other politicians that talk mm-hmm. about that stuff. And Ben Fulford, a Canadian, he also talks about that.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of him. I don't know.
I know. He's entertaining.
Yeah, some of it's entertainment, and some of it you can consider legitimate. But
His father was quite wealthy. Grandfather, at the year 1900, they built this big estate in Canada. It's a national heritage site now, like kind of a museum type thing. And his Ben's grandmother used to be a psychic medium for our Prime Minister King.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So he's in Brockville, which is south of Ottawa. So Mackenzie King, our Prime Minister, he was into the psychic thing. And he would go to see Churchill in Europe, they would go to psychics there as well.
Hmm.
Got around, so. When I was a little boy, I was visited, after Mackenzie King died, I visited the thing in Ottawa. Let you walk through. He built all these old, imported these old, not statues, but stones and the pillars to and put them up to walk around with. So that was King. That was always King. But quite a character. Again, it got me into the astrology thing because on his chart, he's the radio.
Yeah, we have a real quick break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes. Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest is Victor Fletcher. He is the owner of Toronto Street News. I'll post the website again in the chat room. You've talked about, some of the Middle East countries, for instance, Libya. Their leader, Gaddafi, was not one of the puppets, and so, of course, they had to get rid of him.
Yes, certainly.
So they replaced, they've replaced, just about every country with a puppet that we've invaded.
Yes, that's right. Well, including Canada. We don't really have a...
Right. Okay. Right.
We don't really have a leader that's, Canadian. Nobody is for Canada first type thing. They don't exist. They just don't exist. Trudeau said he was going to bring in a million immigrants in. And the homeless in Toronto haven't got a place to stay because we got Syrians fill up our shelters.
And yet, a lot of the people, of course, like with Iraq, when the U.S. military and its allies go in and bomb a country and destroy all the infrastructure and kill families and destroy the water, there's nothing to stay there for. So of course they use war to displace people from their native countries and then offer them, say, oh yeah, go here or go there. I know that there were a lot of Germans who were invited to Canada right after World War II. And I think too that they want to get the younger people, particularly young men, out of the country because they are the ones that would fight to try to restore some form of liberty or government or something.
Their own authority. That's right.
Oh, gosh.
It's not nice what's going on out there.
It isn't.
There's the stability. The U.S. spends a $1 trillion a year on our army around the world. I don't know. I don't just can't see all those countries being threats.
None of them are.
No.
None of them are. I I mentioned on one of my programs that really all the United States military has to, well, all they have to do is go in and install the allopathic medical system that is used here in country, which kills 880,000 or more, probably a million people a year. It would be a lot cheaper, and we wouldn't be losing our own young men, which after they come back are so, many of them are unfit because of what they've seen and what they've been asked to do, that and many of them are on psych drugs. Oh gosh. Well, Victor, we can't wait 3 years before we have you back.
Okay. I'll be calling you.
Okay.
My mother died and don't throw me off right lately, so I have a lot of work to do to catch up.
Okay, well, thank you. Thanks for cheering us up.
Sure.
I've been finished, of course.
Okay, take care. Take care.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, listeners. I'll talk with you next week. Take care.